Hallelujah, may peace be with everyone.
Hallelujah, 愿平安与各位同在.
This time the theme of my message during the spiritual convocation is faith in crisis.
这一次我联会的主题是在,
Sometimes we don't realize that our faith are already in crisis.
有时候我们未曾预, 注意到我们的信仰其实已经在危机当中.
We think everything is going on all right.
我们觉得一切都好像很平顺.
My physical life is improving.
我的, 我肉体上的生活一直在进步。
I come to church once a week.
我每周来一次教会。
Everything looks fine.
一切都很美好。
But a crisis happened quietly where nobody realized.
然而, 危机, 常常是在很平静当中, 慢慢地, 发生。
And when it becomes too big, suddenly, and then it's too late to change anything.
有时候当发生的时候,
so we have to realize what kind of crisis are there in our life.
因此我们要意识到我们身边有怎么样的危机,
especially in our faith.
尤其是在我们信仰当中的危机。
Because our faith, our relationship with Lord Jesus Christ is the most important thing.
因为我们的信仰, 我们跟耶稣基督的关系是最重要的。
Yesterday we talked about the first crisis is we have forsaken our first love.
昨天我们学习到第一个危机, 就是我们忘记了我们起初的爱。
Our love to Lord Jesus Christ has decreased, has diminished over time.
我们对于基督耶稣的爱随着时间的流逝而慢慢地降低。
Just like in any relationship, the longer it drags, sometimes the colder it gets.
就像任何的人际关系, 时间越长, 然后关系会越淡。
Unless you infuse new energy, new love, new motivation into the relationship.
除非你在这段关系当中重注上, 新的能量。
We have to revive our love to Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要重新灌注我们对于主耶稣的爱。
The second crisis we face is trials and tests and tribulation in fire.
那第二个危机就是我们的试炼。
Sometimes we God put ourselves, our life into a difficult situation.
有时候神会放在, 让我们的生活过得很艰难。
Instead of getting blessing and smooth life,
与其会有很平顺的生活,
God let us face suffering.
神要我们进入了患难。
But that is exactly the time to test your faith, see whether your faith is genuine.
这就是来试验我们的信心, 看我们的信心是不是真实的。
But to be honest, nowadays, our life, even our own suffering or trials is nothing comparing to the final big tribulation to come.
即使我们现在周遭所遇到的患难跟最终末后我们要遇到的是完全不可相比的。
If we cannot stand firm right now,
要是我们现在都没有办法, 站立得稳,
in the face of the little suffering, little trials,
即使面对一点点的患难,
and in the, then in the end time, at the end time when we face the full scale persecution and tribulation.
但是在末世的时候, 当我要面到, 面对一个完全很大的, 患难,
we'll definitely fall.
我们就会跌倒。
So we have to wake up.
我们要警醒。
Ask the Lord to increase our faith.
求神来, 增强我们的信心。
Thirdly, we talk about the crisis is the deviation in the truth.
第三个危机就是我们对真理的偏移。
Sometimes our hearts have too much desires.
我们的心常常有太多的欲望。
We have pride.
我们有骄傲。
We have anger.
我们有, 愤怒。
We have discontentment to the church and to the people.
我们对教会有不满, 对人有不满。
Then the devil will steal from your hearts. He will steal the truth and try to infuse some wrong teaching, wrong thoughts into your hearts.
那魔鬼撒旦就会 在从我们心中慢慢地注入这些怀疑的种子。
And then you started to be having the attitude of doubt.
我们就会开始有怀疑的态度。
Doubt about the basic doctrine.
我们会对于我们的教义有所怀疑。
And then you question everything.
我们对一切都保持着怀疑的态度。
At the end, you may forsake the truth.
最终我们就会抛弃了我们的信仰。
Sometimes you think you are too smart, you try to think, you try to logicalize every single things.
有时候我们觉得我们是很聪明, 我们可以, 辨别一切, 我们会思考一切。
You try to use your logic to understand God and understand the Bible.
我们用我们, 所知道的思维要去理解圣经, 认识神。
Yes, maybe the process of logic is right.
也许我们这个思维思考不是错的。
But at the end, the conclusion is wrong.
但是最终的结论却是错误的。
Because we did not rely on the Holy Spirit when we read Bible and explain the Bible.
因为当我们读圣经, 在理解圣经的时候, 我们并没有靠着圣灵。
So we have to humble ourselves.
因此我们要来谦卑自己。
To repent before the Lord.
我们要在主面前来悔改。
Now this morning, we'd like to talk about the fourth crisis.
今天我们要来查考第四个危机。
That is, Christian in the end time may exist in the name only.
就是基督徒在末世的时候可能是名存而死亡。
Let's turn to Revelation.
让我们来看启示录。
Revelation.
我们翻到启示录。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第三章。
Let's read verse 1.
第一节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 1.
启示录第三章的第一节。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
One, two, three. 你要写信给撒迪教会的使者，说：那有神的痴灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。This is a very stern rebuke by the Holy Spirit to the church in Sardis.
这个是圣灵对于撒迪教会非常严重的一个指责。
Here, Holy Spirit introduced himself.
这里圣灵介绍自己。
He is the seventh spirit of the Lord of God.
这是神的七灵。
What does it mean, seven spirit?
七灵是什么意思呢？
Seven is a perfect, complete numbers in the Bible.
在圣经当中，七是一个完整的数字。
It's a symbolic number, means that it is so perfect.
这是一个象征，象征完美。
God's spirit is perfect.
神的灵是完美的。
His love is perfect.
他的爱是完美的。
His holiness is perfect.
他一切都是完美的。
His eyes, his watching are also perfect. 他
的观察也是完美的。
For example, today we are all sitting here.
比如说今天我们在座的各位。
I can only see your face, but I cannot see your heart.
我只看到你们的表面，但我没有办法看到你们的心。
You can stare at me the whole hours, but you can be daydreaming. I don't even know. But sometimes I know. Sometimes.
有时候你们瞪着我看了一个小时，我不知道你们在想什么。
Sometimes.
所以有时候我会看到。
Sometimes your eyes really blank. I know too. Right.
有时候看看你们眼睛有没有在眨眼。
Right. During the pandemic, you know, people are having service in the church, at home.
在疫情期间，很多人我们都在家里聚会。
There was a period that everybody is watching YouTube.
有一段时间大家都是在 上网路去线上聚会。
How do you feel? Do you enjoy it?
你们觉得怎么样？你们喜欢吗？
A lot of people enjoy it.
很多人都很喜欢。
Why?
为什么呢？
In the middle, I can go toilet three times. I can get coffee.
因为那其中我可以去拿一杯咖啡，可以上个厕所。
I can lie on the sofa.
我可以躺在沙发上。
Some member even told me, I'm lying on my bed watching the iPad and having service.
有些信徒跟我分享，我就躺在床上就看着 iPad.
You can not say I'm not having service. I'm having service.
我们可以说他没有在聚会，但是我就在聚会。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why they are so relaxed? Why we are so relaxed?
为什么当时可以他们会那么轻松？
Because we think nobody is watching.
因为我们觉得说没有人在看。
But when we are here, we dare not to do that, right?
那我们现在在这里就不可能这样做。
You cannot clip your fingernails.
你不可能说一边在剪指甲。
Oh, and then listen to the sermon. You have to sit here straight because everybody is watching.
那因为现在大家都在看，所以你不能这样做。
But not only the preacher is watching.
那不是只有传道在看。
God is watching.
神也在看。
God is watching inside, outside. Not only your appearance, your attitude, but God look at inside your thoughts.
神是内内外外都在看，他看我们的内心，也看我们的外在。
Especially in the true church, the Holy Spirit watch every single things very clearly.
特别是在真教会，圣灵里里外外都在看。
You can pretend, you can try to cheat human being.
我们可以假装，可以骗过人。
Right, we can dress so well come to church.
我们会装扮得很好来教会。
But if your heart is not holy, Jesus also know.
但要是我们的心是不洁净的话，耶稣知道。
You can pretend, yes, yes, preacher, I agree everything you say.
我们可以假装说，传道，你说的都对。
But if your heart is rebellious,
但是你的心要是反叛的话，
the Holy Spirit also know.
圣灵会知道。
So you cannot cheat the Holy Spirit.
所以你不可以骗，你不可能骗圣灵。
The moment you step into the church, you must know that God is watching.
你来到教会的那一刻，你就要知道神在看。
Not only humans are watching.
不止人在看。
You know, the way I dress, the way my attire have to be very fervent, very fervent, very godly.
不仅是我们外在要是很敬虔的。
Our heart also match our dressing, our attire.
我们的内在，我们的心也要跟我们的外在一样。
And when we worship God,
当我们敬拜神的时候，
God is watching.
神在看。
There's one time a member come to another location.
有一次有一个信徒去访问一个地方。
And then the first time he entered the chapel during the service, he asked the church member.
他 当他进到会堂，他问信徒
啊、，Excuse me，
请问
What is the Wi-Fi password？
请问你们的网络密码是什么
？Nowadays people come to church. The first thing is not asking, "Oh, where's the toilet?"
现在人
"Oh, where's the coffee?"
来访的第一个问的问题不是说咖啡或者厕所在哪里。
Oh, nowadays people do not say, "Where's the prayer room? I can pray to Jesus."
也不是在问说你们的祷告室在哪里。
A lot of members ask, "What is the Wi-Fi password?"
而是会问说你们的网络密码是什么。
And then the member answered him.
然后信徒回答
God is watching.
神在看。
And then the visitor is upset. Why are you judging me? Why are you judging me?
来访的人就说你为什么要来论断
I'm only asking the password.
我只是要问密码而已
I'm not using it during the service.
我在聚会时候没有在用啊
Well, he's claim he's not using, right? But who knows?
他是这样说但谁知道呢
And then the local member was looking innocent. I was telling you the password is God is watching.G-O-D-I-S-W-A-T-C-H-I-N-G
信徒就说 就很无辜的说我不是我没有说什么我只是告诉你说密码是神在看
And then the member turned away, right?
那个人就走开了
Isn't it? Nowadays the things we forget is God is watching
我们常常忘了神在看
So many members nowadays come to service
很多人来到教会
Using the phone or iPad, you know Let's keep swiping.
我们用手机、用 iPad 一直在滑。
Nothing wrong to use device.
用这些电子设备没有错。
But the bad things about using device, especially the phone, is so many distraction can come during the week.
问题就是说，在这些设备上面有很多东西可以引诱我们，分散我们的注意力。
Because you have 10 apps can give you notification.
因为我们可能有十个 apps 都会给我们很多通知。
And then when you are trying to read the Bible, and then three apps give you notice, are you tempting to go inside?
当你在读圣经的时候，可能有三个 app 就会来通知你有事情。
Oh, isn't it?
是这样吗
Why do we give ourselves so easy to be distracted when God is watching?
当神在看的时候，为什么我们让自己那么容易的受到其他东西的影响
？We always worry that people is watching.
我们常常会担心别人在看
But we forget God is watching
我们忘了神在看
So that's why we have to change our attitude
因此我们要改变自己的态度
You know, during the, after the pandemic when people come back to church
当疫情过后大家回归教会
A lot of people are still not very used to it
很多人都还没有完全习惯
In another location, there's a testimony
还有另外一个见证
In another location
在另外一个地方
People come back to church after the pandemic
在疫情之后，大家回来教会聚会。
But because we still sit very far away from each other.
但是因为大家都还坐得很分散。
Two meter, right? Social distance.
因为要两米分开坐。
This is a good point of that, because if I play cell phone or do other things, nobody beside me is watching.
这个挺好的，因为你坐得那么远的话，我要是看手机，没有人知道。
Right, but God is watching.
但是神在看。
God opened the eyes.Of a member during the prayer, see the angels are coming to taking attendance.
那神在一个异象当中，就让一个信徒看到很多神的天使都在看着。
In the past, we always hear this kind of testimony, right?
以前我们常常会听到这样的见证。
But it's still happening.
但还是现在还有的。
Every service, God sent His angel taking attendance.
每一个聚会，神都差派他的使者来点人数。
But the angels is looking around.
天使正在到处的看。
Those who are here, but they are playing with their phones, God marked them absent.
那些人在这里，但是在看滑手机的，那会变成是缺席。
Because this is the instruction of the angel who received from God.
因为这个就是神给他们的教导。
The angel look at, oh, you're playing gadgets, you're not here.
那天使看到，哦，你们只是在玩游戏，哦，你不在。
Yeah, you're looking at news, he's not here.
你在看新闻，你人不在。
You're looking at stocks, your investment. You're not here today.
你今天也不在。
Because you forgot God is watching.
因为你忘了神在看。
So the seven spirit of the Lord is right here in the true church.
因此，神的七灵在这里，在真教会。
Yeah. Today is the spiritual convocation. Are you here? Are you truly here?
今天是灵恩会，你在这里吗？你真的在这里吗？
Is your heart truly reverent and fear God?
你的心真的是敬虔的在敬畏主吗
Now after searching, because God is perfect spirit, searching the church in Sardis, God gave a very sad, very negative comment about the church in Sardis.
因为神是完美的，他看了这个教会之后，他的结论是非常的负面的。
God's Holy Spirit said, I know your deeds.
他说我知道你的行为。
I know, Jesus said, I know.
耶稣说我知道。
Whatever we did before we come to church, Jesus know.
其实我们在还没有来教会之前所做的，耶稣都知道。
Now, by name you are living.
按名你是活的。
But actually, you are dead.
其实是死的。
So that is another crisis.
这是另外一个危机。
That is, you exist, but in name only.
你只是按名是活的。
You are really lacking the substance.
但是你其实真的是里面是空的。
Yeah, you look like a Christian.
你长得像一个基督徒。
No, but you are not a Christian.
但你并非一个基督徒。
You have the perfect outside appearance matching the Christian.
你外在完美的像一个基督徒。
You know, sometimes we look at something, some models, right? I remember the first time I went to Japan when I was a kid.
我记得我小时候第一次去日本的时候。
And then look at the shops. Every shop, the window displays some food.
我记得去每一个店，外面都是放了很多食物。
Sushi, tempura, you know, noodles.
就像 sushi 啊，像炸的虾子啊这些。
Wow, my saliva is coming out.
然后我的口水就直流。
So yummy.
就看上去非常的美味。
But my mother told me those are fake.
我妈妈告诉我说那是假的。
It looks real, but it's not.
他们看上去像真的，其实是假的。
It looks realer. It looks more real than real food.
他们比真实的食物还真。
More delicious.
看上去更美味。
But you cannot eat it.
但你不能吃。
我说 ，Wow, why do they make it then?
但我就想，为什么他们要做呢
？Right, because those are sample, those are model.
因为那些只是一个试样品。
But Christian is not made by God to be a model, to be a display.
但是基督徒并不是要神并不是要造他们就是放在那边 当一个展示品。
God did not choose us to put us into a very nice display room to show that he has a nice collection of Christian.
神拣选我们并不是要放在一个房间 当成一个展示品。
God created us, God has chosen us, so that we can perform the real function we should have the essence of a Christian.
神拣选我们是要让我们有真的行为，要行出基督徒的行为。
But the church in Sardis, they exist only by name.
但是这一个教会，它只是在名按名是活的。
What is that name? What is that name?
那个名是什么
？Let's turn to Exodus, Acts of Apostles, chapter 11.
让我们来看出埃及记。
使徒行传。Acts of Apostles, chapter 11, verse 25 to 26.
十一章第五节。
11 verse 25,
十一章第五节。
Let's read 1-3. 他又往大树去找扫罗 ,26, 找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。Here the first time mentioned the name Christian in the Bible.
这也是第一次提到了基督徒这个名字。
The early follower believer, they were persecuted after Stephen was stoned to death.
因为那时候斯提凡死了之后，那时候其他的信徒都被压迫。
And then they scattered to many different places, including Antioch.
那他们就分去了各个不同的地方，包括安提阿。
And they gathered there, they teach people, they evangelized.
他们在那边，他们也在教导其他的人。
And they get a nickname from the local.
他们被当地的人就取了一个名字。
They call them Christ man or Christian.
就是基督徒。
Actually, it was a negative intonation at the beginning.
当时一开始其实是一个比较负面的名字。
Just like people nickname call you little Jesus, little Jesus. Oh, this is not a compliment. This is a laughing.
就像要是别人笑你说你们是 小耶稣，那其实 这也是一个取笑人的名字。
Because you always talk about Jesus, people think that, oh, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming.
因为我们常常在讲耶稣，他们就说耶稣来了，耶稣来了。
So that Christ man or Christian was not that positive at the beginning.
因此这个名称一开始并不是一个很正面的名字。
But later it was adopted and the believer liked this name. Yes, we follow Christ, we should be called Christian.
但是信徒慢慢的就很接受也而且喜欢这个名字。
So from then on, all the people who believe in Jesus are called Christian.
所以以后所有相信耶稣的人都被称为基督徒。
Because they are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为我们是奉耶稣的名而洗礼。
The name of Jesus is in us.
耶稣的名就在我们里面。
So now we have a perfect appearances.
因此现在我们就有一个完整的外观。
And then we were baptized.
当我们洗受洗。
And then once a week we go to church. At least once a week we keep Sabbath.
洗礼完之后，我们每个礼拜来教会聚会。
Exactly happened in the church in Sardis.
那也是当时在撒迪教会所发生的。
But after a while, things really changed.
但是过了一段时间，事情改变了，情况改变了。
If you look at the outside, everything is just like running smoothly.
要我们看外面，看外在的话，一切都很完美。
Because they go to church, they serve God, and they keep their practice.
他们有去教会，他们服侍神，他们也遵行神的其他的东西。
But God look at the things deeper than what the surface of offer.
但是神不是只看外在的。
So the conclusion is, by name you are alive, but actually you are dead.
因此这个结论是按名你是活的其实是死的。
Wow, this is a very serious accusation and rebuke.
这是一个非常严重的指责。
Because if now Holy Spirit say your faith is dead, your spiritual life is dead.
因为这里圣灵是说你的灵命是死的。
That means in the future you cannot go to heaven, you cannot be saved.
意思就是说将来你是没有办法得救。
Because you already cut off from the sources of life.
因为你从这个生命资源已经被切断。
Now God is not saying that the Gentile spiritual life is death only, but inside the church, some people are already dead.
神这里并不是说外邦人怎么样，这里是说在教会里面有些人的灵命已经死了。
That is they having the name, but only the name only.
那就是因为只有名了。
So today we have to reflect about this very, very important reality.
我们现在要来思考这个很重要的这个话题。
Why we are sitting here, right here, sitting here observing the Sabbath?
为什么我们今天这个安息日坐在这里？
We have to think about ourselves. Yes, I have the look of a Christian.
我们要思考一下自己，我们外在要像一个基督徒。
But inside, is my faith still alive?
但里面我们的生命是不是还是活的呢？
So we have to think about this.
我们要想一下。
Why the Bible said, the Holy Spirit said they are dead?
为什么这圣灵说他们是死的呢？
We have to look at a few reasons and then compare ourselves, see whether we are alive or dead.
我们来看几个原因，来想跟自己比较一下。
The first one, why they are dead?
第一个原因。
Because they commit sin.
因为他们犯了罪。
Because in the church they are sin and they did not repent.
他们犯了罪，他们并没有悔改。
And sometimes even the sin is even worse than Gentiles.
甚至他们的罪比外邦人的罪还更严重。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
要么翻到哥林多前书第五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1.
哥林多前书第五章第一节。
Let's read. 1, 2, 3. 风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有。就是有人收了他的继母。This is a very painful rebuke by Paul to church in Corinth.
保罗当时对哥林多教会一个非常痛苦的指责。
His heart was very painful.
他心里非常的痛苦。
He heard that church in Corinth is having so much problem.
他听说了哥林多教会有很多的问题。
There's so many problems.
很多的问题。
But there's one major problem got to be addressed first.
其中最重要的一个问题是
Other things can address later.
其他的都可以慢一点再处理。
The first thing is sin in the church.
第一个就是在教会当中的罪。
Now church is the chosen people of God.
教会就是一群被神所拣选的人。
Jesus' blood through the water baptism washed the sins away.
他通过神的拣选，通过水的大洗。
That these people should live a holy life following Lord Jesus Christ their whole life.
这些人应该过着一个洁净的生活来追随主。
But the church in Corinth also living in a Hellenistic Greek culture in 2000 years ago.
然而，在哥林多教会的人当时住在是一个2000年前非常乱的一个时代。
Yeah, that Greek culture is very similar, if not worse, at least the same as today Western culture in terms of sexual liberation.
从淫乱这个观点来说，其实跟现在我们所住的个西方教会西方文化非常的相像。
Now today where do we live? We live in USA.
现在我们所住的是美国。
Morally, one of the most corrupt countries in the whole world.
从 从这个道德上是最败坏的一个国家。
Where do we live? California.
那我们住在哪里？我们住在加州。
One of the most corrupted morally place in the whole United States.
那在美国当中也是、right. 最败坏道德上最败坏的一个州。
And where do we live? San Francisco.
那我们住在哪里？我们住在三藩市。
One of the place where sexual liberation, fornication, homosexuality originated in the 60s.
那这个地区就是在六十年代开始有淫乱，有其他的这些
性解放，
性解放的一个地方。
Where do we live? Where do we work?
我们在哪里工作？
Bay Area.
我们在湾区。
Where the gadgets, the software, the entertainment industry flourish and export evilness, fornication, adultery, LGBTQ to the whole world. It's from this place.
就是从这里，我们有各种的科技来带宣扬这些文化。
Can we know? Do we know what kind of world that we are living in?
我们知道我们住在怎么样的一个时代吗
？No wonder so many young people got carried away in sin.
因此才会有那么多年轻人被罪而带走。
Not only young people, middle age the same.
不仅是年轻人，中年人也如此。
If we are not careful,
要是我们不小心
的话 ，our hearts could be seduced by the great harlot of the Babylon in the end time. This is the great Babylon.
这个就是，要是我们不小心的话，就会被这个大巴比伦的这个淫妇所诱惑。
Saturday, Sabbath day, we dress nice, or nice shirt, clean, white garment, come to the church.
星期六我们穿着洁净的衣服来教会。
But in our hearts, is our heart already polluted?
但是我们的心是不是已经脏了呢
？Just like in the time in Corinth.
就像当时在哥林多。
Paul said, "I know problem. I know. I heard that there are adulterous things in the church."
保罗说，我分闻在你们中间有淫乱的事。
But that adultery is not normal adultery. It's even worse because even Gentile will not practice this.
这些是甚至连外邦人都还没有的。
Then somebody take his father's wife.
他们就是有人收了他的继母。
This is very bad.
这是很糟糕。
So something similar may have happened in Sardis.
这也许在当时的多迪教会也发生，撒迪教会也发生同样的事。
Now, why would somebody in the church claiming to be a Christian do this kind of thing, whether it is Corinth or Sardis?
为什么在教会里面自称为基督徒的人会做这样的事情呢
？Why?
为什么呢
？Because they do not fear God.
因为他们并没有敬畏神。
They think that we did it.Similar, nothing happened. We can continue to do it.
他们觉得我们做了没有什么事情发生，那我们就继续做。
They forgot God is watching.
他们忘了神在看。
Sometimes God is just holding the hammer, holding the knife. It's not that God didn't do anything, but God wants to give them chance to repent.
常常并不是说神并没有不要做什么，只是在神要在等待给他们机会。
God is a holy God.
神是圣洁的神。
If we did something in secret in sin, God already know it.
要是我们在秘密当中做了犯罪的事，神是知道的。
God already know it.
神已经知道。
But God want to give us chance to repent.
神要给我们机会来悔改。
So everyone during the spiritual convocation,
各位在这个灵恩会当中
，have to examine our hearts.
我们要来检查自己的心。
Am I a true Christian, true one?
我们是否是一个真的基督徒
？Am I only a Christian on Sabbath day？
我们是否只是在安息日是基督徒
？Do I only come here with a clean cloth but a dirty heart？
我们是不是只是穿着洁白的衣服，但心里是肮脏的
？If we have sinned, we have to repent and change our behavior.
要是我们有罪的话，我们要悔改，我们要改变自己的行为。
Because God is watching.
因为神在看。
He is consuming fire.
他正在看。
If 他是烈火。
他是烈火。
If we do not repent.
要是我们不悔改的话
，And then one day, his judgment will come to us.
他的审判会来临。
The second reason why they are dead.
第二个原因为什么他们是死的
？Because they are lacking of love.
因为他们缺乏爱。
Let's turn to James.
要么翻到雅各书。
James chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2 verse 17.
十七节。
James chapter 2 verse 17.
雅各书的第二章十七节。
Let's read together.
要一起读。
One, two, three. 这样，信心若没有行为，就是死的。Here, Apostle James said, "Faith without deeds is dead."
在这里，雅各说，信心若没有行为，就是死的。
What is a dead faith?
死的信心是什么？
Yeah, then you have to read verse 14 to 16. What is it talking about?
那我们就要来看14章14节。
What kind of things they are lacking?
他们缺乏的是什么？
Let's read verse 14.
那么来看14节。
1, 2, 3. 我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？ 15. 若是弟兄或是姐妹，赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食， 16. 你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们吃得暖，吃得饱，却不给他身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？ Here Apostle James says, my dear brother,
这里雅各说， 我的弟兄们，
What is a dead faith?
死的信心是什么？
Now we all Christians, we all believe in God. We have a strong faith in God.
我们都是基督徒，我们有对神有信心。
Right. We pray a lot.
我们祷告很多。
We listen to a lot of teachings.
我们听了聆听了很多的道理。
You know, sometimes I think how many sermons our member listen.
有时候想说我们信徒听了多少的道理。
Our TJC member is really good at listening sermon.
真耶稣教会的信徒听很多的
Look at our spiritual convocation.
然后看看我们的灵恩会。
If you came yesterday.
要是你昨天来的话
wow, from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night, who can do this in our church?
从早上的9点到晚上的9点。
I think only TJC have this kind of intensity.
只有真耶稣教会有这么密集的聚会。
And then we have seminars.
我们还有其他的讲习会。
We pray a lot.
我们祷告很多。
It looks like, wow, our faith is very strong.
表面上看来我们的信心非常的强大。
Sometimes we measure our faith by how many sessions, how many prayers, how many seminars we have gone to.
有时候我们会用我们出席了多少的讲习会，听了多少的讲道来衡量自己的信心。
Sometimes you hear the conversation.
然后我们听到这样的对话。
Somebody asks, "How is his faith?"
有人问这个人的信心怎么样
？Oh, yeah, pretty good. Every Sabbath day he is here.
那对方就说这很好啊，他每个礼拜都来。
Oh, his faith is good because he is here.
那个人信心一定很好，因为他每个礼拜都来。
Thank God he keep the Sabbath, he keep the teaching.
感谢神，他来安息日聚会。
But James said.If the person lacking one thing, even though he attend everything and do everything, it's still zero. It's still zero.
但是雅各说，要是他还是缺乏的话，他要是其他什么都做了，
because the word the faith is dead faith. The faith dead actually means nothing, zero.
死就是面这意思就是
说什么
都没有
doesn't exist.
不存在
Wow. Then what is that they are lacking?
他们缺乏的是什么呢？
Now James gave us very, very vivid, very specific example.
雅各给我们非常具体的一个例子。
Well, suppose someone, your brothers, your sister in the church.
要是我们的弟兄或我们的姐妹。
They go naked.
我们赤身露体。
Or lacking daily food.
或者缺了日用的饮食。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢?
This means suddenly that person enter into a difficult situation in his finance, something lacking food or lacking shelters.
就是意思说这个人可能突然间 遭受到可能财政上或者各其他方面的困难、没有地方住
lacking clothes even
或者是没有衣服穿
Okay, now you heard that somebody in the church they maybe recently suddenly they lost their job
可能你有听到有人最近失业了
or suddenly their parents one of the spouse passed away
或者是配偶离世
the spouse is a breadwinner
而那个配偶是家里的支柱。
Or an old grand, old papa, old mama, they depend on their child for financial support, but the child passed away.
或者是老人家，他们的孩子是他们的生活的支柱，这是他们的孩子过世了。
Or anything can happen suddenly.
事情都可以一刹那的就会发生。
Or suddenly his business failed, become bankrupt.
或者是一个人的生意他失败了。
And then suddenly he lost everything.
他就一无所有。
Now you heard about this.
我们听到了这些。
What is your faith?
你的信心是什么？
This is the time to test, see whether your faith is a real faith or a fake faith.
这就是来试验我们的信心是真是假的时
候。Now we're 16.
我们来看十六节。
Now this is some people will do.
这就是其中有些人会做的。
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, you lost your job.
我很抱歉，你失去了你的工作。
Sorry, your husband passed away.
我很抱歉，你的先生过世了。
You know what? I'll pray for you.
我会帮你祷告。
I'll pray really hard for you.
我会很认真的帮你祷告。
And the person will come to say, "Oh, thank you for the prayer."
那对方就说，哦，谢谢你的代祷。
But then,
然后呢
I will pray more tomorrow, even pray more.
然后我说我会明天会祷告更多。
Oh, thank you.
谢谢你。
No, no, that's it. What do you want?
那就这样。
Of course, we will not say this, right? But we will keep saying, we'll pray for you, we'll pray for you.
我们都会一直说，我们会帮你祷告，会帮你祷告。
But you do not do anything specifically.
但是我们没有真的做什么。
Right? You don't give him food.
我们没有给他们食物。
You don't give him clothing.
我们没有给他们衣裳。
You don't offer them, oh, I have a spare room. You don't sleep on the street. You're on the street. You can come here temporarily.
我们没有给他们 房子住，或者邀请他们来家里住。
Oh, you didn't try to say, okay, you don't know how to apply for EI, let me fill up the form for you.
你没有说你不会去申请这个，我来帮你申请。
We didn't say anything, we didn't do anything.
我们没有说什么，也没有做什么。
We just said, I will pray for you.
我只说我会帮你祷告。
What is that faith?
这信心是什么呢？
What is the real essence of Christian faith?
基督徒的信心 真正的表现是
What is it? What is the real essence?
它的本质是什么？
The Bible said God is love.
神说神是爱。
God is love.
神是爱。
Many, many times the Bible said God is love. Yes, God is truth, but the truth manifests through love.
无数次在圣经当中说神是爱。
If God loves us so much,
要是神如此的爱我们，
If God said I'll pray for you, you go to hell, I'll pray for you, huh?
神要是说你去地狱，我会帮你祷告。
You face judgment, I'll pray for you.
在你被审判的时候，我帮你祷告。
What does it help?
那会有帮助吗？
God didn't say anything.
那不会。
He just came down.
神没有说这些话。
He sent his only
son.
This is he himself.
他赐下了他的独生子。
He left his heavenly palace.
他离开了他在天上的宫殿。
He left his comfort.
他离开了他的安适的地方。
He downgraded himself from the highest to the lowest.
他从最低的降下变成最低的 最高的到最低。
He gave up his life.
他把他的生命献上。
He gave up his enjoyment.
他放弃了他的享受。
Because this is the way to show love.
因为这就是展现爱的方式。
Eventually he died for us on the cross.
最终他在十字架上为我们而死。
He didn't talk that much love, I love you.
他并没有在嘴上说很多我爱你。
If you look at the Bible, how many times Jesus said to the disciples, I love you, I love you, I pray for you.
要是我们看圣经，你看到耶稣有多少次讲说我爱你，我爱你，我会帮你祷告。
He didn't use his words to emphasize love.
他并没有用他的话语来强调爱。
He used his action.
他用他的行动来强调爱。
So brother and sister, sometimes our faith become not so alive or even dead. We talk too much.
有时候我们的信心已经变成不怎么活跃了，因为我们讲太多了。
Our life, our heart become cold.
我们的心变冷了。
India, the national founding father is Gandhi, we all know.
我们知道在印度他们的国父是甘地。
He spent a lot of time in UK.
他花了很多的时间在英国。
And study and work before he returned to India.
他学习，他工作，然后再回到英国，回到印度。
And then people ask him.
人们问他。
You spend so much time in England.
你花了那么多时间在英国。
Why you didn't become a Christian?
为什么你没有成为基督徒呢？
His answer is very painful for us to hear.
他的答案可能对我们来说会很难接受。
I'm in UK for all this while.
因为我在伦敦，我在英国那么多年。
I haven't seen Christ in the Christian.
我并没有在基督徒当中看到基督。
He knows the story of Christ, but he didn't see Christ in the Christian.
他知道基督的故事，但他并没有在基督徒当中看到基督。
Because the society, a lot of Christians are by name only, hypocrites.
因为在社会上有很多人，他们只是在名称上是基督徒。
Especially because Gandhi is not a white guy, he's not a Caucasian.
甘地他并不是白人。
He came from a colony, India.
他是从印度的一个殖民地来的。
His skin color.
他的肤色。
His ethnic background.
他的背景。
His nationality.
他的国籍。
Caused the treatment that he received is not a very pleasant one.
造成了他令人并不愉快的遭遇。
So he didn't see Christ.
因此他没有看到基督在基督徒当中。
Can you imagine if Gandhi was converted to become a Christian?
你可以想象吗？要是甘地成了基督徒。
He received the love, he received the good treatment, the sacrificing love of Christ.
要是他有领受到主而来的那种牺牲的爱。
If he become a Christian,
要是他成为了基督徒的
话。When he go back, it's different. India today is different.
要是他回到印那时候他要是再回到印度的话，印度就会不一样。
Because national father become a Christian, maybe other people will follow.
因为一国之父成了基督徒，那可能其他人会跟随。
But he was a minority.
但是他是少部分的人。
So this is really to remind us today.
这就提醒我们现在
Read the true Jesus Church. We are the chosen church of God.
在真耶稣教会的信徒，我们是神所拣选的。
We have the name true in our signboard.
在我们的招牌上面有这个真字。
Not only the doctrine have to be perfect true.
不仅是我们的教义是真的，是完美的。
Every single word is from the Bible.
我们学的每一个字都是从圣经而来。
We have to have demonstrate true love. True love.
我们也要展示我们玩真正的爱。
Not just by talking, say I pray for you.
并不是只是从嘴口头上我为你祷告。
Sometimes I think, why do we have to tell people I'm praying for you?
我有时候想，你为什么要告诉对方我帮你祷告呢？为什么呢？
Do you want praise for him? Do you want the word thank you? Is that what you want to hear?
你是想别人谢谢你吗？
You pray for him. It's you and Jesus. Why you tell other people?
你帮别人代祷是你跟耶稣这件事情，你告诉别人干嘛呢？
What Jesus want you to do to the person in need is.You help.
耶稣想你帮这个人的是真的是去帮他。
Sometimes even Gentile friend will help them.
有时候甚至外邦的朋友还会去帮这个人。
Now, if we are brother and sister, shouldn't we do more?
我们是弟兄姐妹，难道我们不应该做更多吗？
If we do more, we are real, real Christian.
我们做，要是我们做多一点的话，我们就真的是基督徒。
So the church in Sardis. 撒底。
因此在扫迪教会。
By name, they exist.
按名他们是活的。
But by faith, by real substance, they are dead.
但实质上他们是死的。
Maybe they committed sin.
也许他们犯了罪。
They have to repent.
他们要悔改。
Maybe they are lacking of love.
因为他们缺乏爱，可能。
They have to revive it.
他们要重活这个。
How about us today?
那我们今天呢？
Turn back to Revelation chapter 3.
要么来看，再回到启示录第三章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2. Chapter 3, verse 2.
第二节。
1, 2, 3.
你要
警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为在我们神面前没有一样是完全的。哇 ，This is a very very stern reminder, rebuke.
这是一个非常强烈的一个指责。
So he tell the church in Sardis, wake up, right now. You have to be watchful. Wake up, do not sleep anymore.
他告诉撒迪教会的信徒，你要警醒。
Strengthen those who are dying.
坚固那剩下将要衰微的。
The word 衰微啊 ，actually in original text is dying, 死的，将要死的。
原文的意思就是死的。
There are three kinds of member in the church right now.
在教会当中有三种人。
One is living.
一个是活的。
Spiritually they are alive.
是属灵上是活的。
They follow the truth.
他们跟随真理。
They practice the truth.
他们也活在
They love Jesus.
真理当中，他们爱耶稣。
They love brother and sister.
他们也爱弟兄姐妹。
They do not commit sin or they repent of sin.
他们不犯罪，他们也悔改。
The other one.
第二种。
Dying.
Dying. 就是正在死。
Have not complete dying yet, but during the process.
还没有完全死，但正在死。
Just like somebody is bleeding.
就是像有人在流血
，or somebody cannot breathe very well，
或者有人呼吸困难。
If you don't rush him to the ER, he will die。
要是我们不去急诊室的话，他就会死。
Now in the church inside this, some people are dying but still have a little bit of chance。
在这撒迪教会，有些人就是在这样子正在死，但是他们还有机会。
They are not totally dead。
他们没有完全死。
But the third kind is totally dead。
第三种就是完全死。
No hope。
已经没有希望。
Their heart has given up。On faith,
他们的心已经完全放弃了信神。
They have committed sin. Do not repent.
他们犯了罪，他们也不悔改。
But there's a lot of people are dying.
但有很多人其实是正在死。
So go to strengthen them.
神要坚固他们。
Do not let them die.
不要让他们死。
And you go to show your love to them, remind them, rebuke them.
给他们爱，然后提醒他们，指责他们。
Today, which kind of members are you?
今天我们是哪一种呢
？Are you the one who already dead？
我们是已经死了的吗
？Are you the one dying？
我们是正在死的那群吗
？Are you the one who are living？
还是我们是活的
？Let's pray in silence。
让我们一起低头默祷。
Amen. Let's take a 10 minutes break.
那我们休息10分钟。